The United States has historically imported a lot of international students, injecting billions of dollars into the economy and supporting local jobs. And in many cases, those students need to perfect their English before getting an undergrad or master's degree here. Though, as WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports, those programs and those English teaching jobs are on the decline in the Philadelphia region.
19-year-old Ali Ashkenani came to Philadelphia from Kuwait about 7 months ago. He wants to study industrial engineering in the United States, so Ashkenani enrolled in Temple University's intensive English language program. In the beginning, it was tough going.
For the first few weeks, I didn't understand nothing in the classes. I always keep focusing and I want to read, I want like that. And I improved myself.
Ashkenani wears glasses and a black fleece windbreaker, what seems like the de facto uniform in his advanced listening and speaking class, where he sits with 9 other students.
Let's take a look up here on the board.
At the front of the classroom, lecturer Anne Dramel begins to quiz the students from places like Saudi Arabia and New Caledonia on their vocabulary words.
We're going to play a game with these words, so now is your chance to ask questions.
Words like rigorous, ingenuity, and incrementally flash onto the smart board. Ashkenani asks for a refresher on the verb authenticate.
Authenticate. Okay, great question. Authenticate.
Many of these words come from a list of common language found in college-level courses, which students need to know to study in the United States. Dramel started at Temple in 2013 and says these days she's teaching these words to fewer and fewer students. Her first semester, there were more than 20 students in some classes. Now, her smallest class has fewer than 10.
It makes the classes interesting. I kind of prefer them to be smaller, but it's also a little bit alarming.
That story of intensive English classes shrinking by half repeats itself around the region and across the country. Open Doors, a group that tracks international student enrollment for the State Department, found programs like this one shrunk 26% last year, part of an overall flattening of international students in higher education in the United States. Cheryl Delk-Lagood is the executive director of English USA, a trade association for English language programs. She says there's a kaleidoscope of reasons why this is happening.
The dollar is so strong right now in the States, so the exchange rate actually for language programs, it just makes it much more expensive to come.
When the dollar is strong, currency from other countries doesn't go as far here, making these programs cost more for foreign students. English programs in other parts of the world are also becoming more competitive. Another big reason? Countries like Saudi Arabia and Brazil, which spend big on scholarships for their students to study abroad, have cut back in recent years.
There was kind of a bubble.
Jack Sullivan heads up the University of Pennsylvania's English language program. He says at their peak,
there was never enough spaces. Like, we fought for capacity for a couple of years. How could we build, get more teachers, more classrooms, more teachers, more classrooms?
After that growth, the current slump is even more pronounced. And now there's a new fear among administrators that another problem could drive even more students away.
Then there's the Trump factor.
Reese Heitner is the interim director of Drexel University's English Language Center.
International students have a different perception of what it means to be an international student in the United States these days.
Altogether, these factors paint a bleak picture, especially for the Americans who teach international students. Heitner says Drexel's program has largely stopped hiring adjunct faculty, down from a peak of more than 20 guest lecturers a few years ago. But administrators say the changes are not all bad. Sullivan says schools are finding new ways to reach people who want to learn English.
One thing that has become popular are short programs.
That means focusing on programs that last a few weeks or that cater to people trying to enter a specific field. And remember that student, Ali Ashkenani? He says he's still jazzed to study in the U.S. Some of his biggest lessons so far have been language skills he didn't know he was missing taking English in Kuwait. Things like how to ask for a drink of water like a Philadelphian.
In our country, we said bottle of water.
Okay.
But at here, you should say barrel of water.
While both are technically correct, he says he wants to speak English like an American and get a college degree in the United States because it will help him get a better job back home. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.